His brothers and sisters.
可不可以有个请求，坐在最后面的可以往前坐一点？
I would like to request that those who are sitting at the back please move up to the front.
如果你不觉得这样的行动很不方便的话，我想可以往前坐一点。
If it does not cause inconvenience for you, please move up.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
我们赞美你荣耀的旨意。
We praise you for your glorious will.
我们赞美你的创造。
And we praise for your creation.
我们赞美你借着你爱子所成就的救赎。
We praise the salvation you have accomplished through your beloved Son.
我们也赞美你是在借着教会，借着你爱子所买赎回来的人，所要成就的事，实在是超过我们所求所想。
And we also praise that through your church, through the people that's redeemed by your beloved Son, for what you have accomplished is surpassing what we can imagine.
我们实在需要一同等候在你的面前。
And truly, we need to wait before you.
无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都求你赐给我们第一手的话语。
Do give us first hand of your words for the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear.
我们需要你向我们显现。
We need your manifestation to us.
我们需要你智慧和启示的圣灵。
We need your Holy Spirit, that's the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们需要你触摸我们的心。
Do pray that you touch our hearts.
我们需要你开我们心中的眼睛。
We need you to open our inner eyes.
我们需要你借着圣灵使每一位圣徒都里面的人刚强起来。
We need that you strengthen our inner man through the Holy Spirit.
我们不但需要你让我们明白你的旨意。
Not only we need you to help us understand your will.
我们也需要你带我们在你的爱中能够进入你旨意的丰满。
And also we need you to lead us into all the abundance of your will in your love.
我们这些卑微的人唯有靠得到你面前。
As filthy people, without any other dependence come before you.
世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
What are men, but you are so gracious to us.
我们算什么，你竟把你重大的托付托回你的教会。
Who are we, but you have entrusted your greatest will to your church.
愿你荣耀你的名，再一次向我们说话显现。
May you glorify your name and once again speak to us and appear to us.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. 我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read places of scriptures.
我们还是在读我们读过非常多次的启示录二十二章第七节。
Let's read the scripture which we have read many times. Book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 7.
看啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
十二节
Verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be.
十七节
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来。口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that hears this come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
二十节
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He which testified these things says, Surely I come quickly, Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus.
再请看马太福音第二十五章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 25.
我们从十三节读起到三十节。
Let's read from verse 13 through 30.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
按照个人的才干，给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了二千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。
And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。
Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents.
那领二千的也照样另赚了二千。
And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained the other 2.
但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
But he that had received 1 went, digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
After a long time, the Lord of those servants comes and reckons with them.
那领五千银子的又带着那另外的五千来说，主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看，我又赚了五千。
And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理。可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
The Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
那领二千的也来说，主啊，你交给我二千银子，请看，我又赚了二千。
He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
那领一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed.
我就害怕，去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。
And I was afraid, and when I hid thy talent in the earth, look, there thou that hast, that is thine.
主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed.
就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候，可以连本带利收回。
Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money into the exchangers, and then at my coming I shall have received my own with usury.
夺过他这一千来，给那有一万的。
Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has 10 talents.
凡有的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余。对不起，没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has.
把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
And cast you the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
我们再读另外一处圣经，在生命记29章29节。
Let's read another place of scripture. That's Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29.
对，隐秘的事是属于耶和华我们神的，唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们 遵行这律法上的一切话。
The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
希望这一节圣经对我们是很深刻的印象。
Do pray that this verse has a great impact upon us.
这有隐秘的事，也有明显的事。
They are secret things and also revealed things.
隐秘的是属于耶和华的，但是明显的是属于我们和我们子孙的。
The secret things belong to the Lord, but the things which are revealed belong to us and to our children.
所以在我们得救，在我们认识主之后，我们常常会面对这方面。
So after we are saved and to know our Lord, then often we face this issue.
但是我们常常可能分不出来什么是隐秘的事，什么是明显的事。
But very often we cannot discern what is the secret and what are the things that are revealed.
圣经如果不讲很多，我想我们就不需要太操心。
If the Bible does not mention much, then we don't have to worry about it.
但是圣经如果反复的用各种的方式，各种的角度来提的。
But the things which are mentioned in the Bible using all different ways and from different angles.
我们可以应该知道说这是神他要把他的心，把他重要的事向我们打开。
And we would know that God would like to open up his heart about important things upon his heart.
所以他心中最重要的东西，他用各种的角度让我们逐渐的明白。
So what's important upon God's heart, he uses from all different kind of angles to help us to understand.
所以这应该对我们是明显的事。
So these shall be the revealed things to us.
所以当我们在跟随主的时候，尤其是等候主再来的时候。
So when we follow the Lord, especially waiting upon His return.
今天早上我站在那里碰到陶弟兄。
This morning I was speaking to Brother Tao.
陶弟兄就说了一个他心里的话。
And our brother shared something upon his heart to me.
我们弟兄经常为主的国度祷告。
Our brother often prays for Lord's kingdom.
他祷告了很久。
He has been praying for a long time.
但他今天讲，那我们该做什么呢？
And today he asked, so what shall we do?
我想不是只有他有这个问题。
I think it's not only him who has this question.
我们每个人都有这个问题。
Each one of us have such question.
在主再来以前，我们该做什么？
What shall we do before our Lord's return?
我想等候主再来比较认真的人都会知道。
I think those who are seriously waiting for Lord's return will know.
关于主再来，主的部分呢是毫无问题。
There's definitely no problem with the side about the Lord about his return.
也就是说，主是随时可以来。
That means our Lord.Is ready to come back anytime.
但是在他教会这个部分还没有完成。
But regarding his church, it has not yet been accomplished.
但是不是从我们的角度看。
But it's not from our point of view.
是从主自己的角度看。
It's from the point of view of the Lord.
所以我们就需要主帮助我们。
So we will need the Lord to help us.
帮助我们知道在他再来以前，在他的心中最重要的是什么事？
To help us to know what is the most important thing upon his heart before his return.
如果他不是这么看重的，我想我们就不需要花那么大的力气。
If he doesn't pay attention to, then we don't have to worry too much about.
如果在他的话里面根本就不太提的。
If he doesn't mention much in his words.
我想我们不需要花太多的精神在上面。
So we don't need to put much effort.
但是如果在他的话里面很具体，需要我们进入那个实际的。
But among his words, if that's very practical and which needs us to enter into its reality,
我们需要主帮助我们。
We need the Lord to help us.
刚才我们读的这个马太福音25章的这个才干的比喻。
The Matthew chapter 25, the parable about the talents.
我们其实交通好几次了。
Actually, we have been sharing about this for many times.
我想许多的话我们不想不适合重复。
I think I will not repeat them.
但是呢，在这段话里面呢，有些的词是很值得我们去思考的。
But there are some words in those verses that we should really meditate upon.
啊，譬如说算账。
Such as reckon.
啊，这我们都提过。
We have mentioned that before.
一方面是计算这一方面。
On the one hand is to take account.
啊，另外一方面的字是话。
And the other hand, it means words.
啊，不止他在马太二十五章这样用。
It's not only being used this way in Matthew 25.
它在马太十八章也同样的用法。
And also it's being used the same way in Matthew chapter 18.
然后呢，他提到他连德。
And also we mentioned about talents.
啊，这里我们是看到说一千、两千、五千。
About 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent.
但是其实那个是后面是他连德。
It's the talent.
就是五个他连德，两个他连德，一个他连德。
The five, two, and one talents.
所以这后面这个他连德一面是重量的意思，一面也是负担，也是精力的意思。
So the meaning behind talents means weight and also burden and experience.
马太十八章也提到他连德。
Matthew 18 also mentioned talents.
就是欠一千万银子的。
And the one who owns 100 talents.
就是一千万他连德。
That's 100 talents.
你发现为什么圣经要这样用词呢？
So why does the Bible use words this way?
二十五章提到赚。
In chapter 25 talks about to gain.
十六章马太十六章也提到赚。
And Matthew 16 also mentioned to gain.
马太十六章不只提到赚，还提到赔。
Matthew 16 not only mentioned about to gain, but also mentioned about lose, lost.
然后呢，这个马太二十五章说，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
And chapter 25 mentions those who have will be given more, so he has abundance. But those who have not should be taken away.
是不是有赚有赔呀、啊、
？So isn't that there's the profit and also loss?
那马太二十五章提到利息。
And Matthew chapter 25 talks about interest.
提到连本带利。
Talk about the principal and interest.
提到兑换银钱。
And also exchange the money.
但同时也提到种和收割。
And also talk about the sowing and the reaping.
但同时有另外一种的，就是掘开地，隐藏起来。
And at the same time, there's another one that's digging out the earth and hidden.
所以这些话不容易一下子明白。
So it's 不容易
一下子明白，很容易。
It's hard for us to understand all these.
感谢主，马太十六到十八章是一句重要的话。
Thank the Lord that from Matthew 16 to 18 those are important words.
我个人相信，要明白二十五章，马太福音十六到十八章是不能缺少的。
I personally believe that in order to understand chapter 25, we cannot lack from chapter 16 to 18.
马太16到18章有个简单的重点。
From chapter 16 to 18, there are very simple main points.
第一方面呢，就是基督是谁呀？
First, who is Christ?
那当然，彼得做了这样的宣告。
So Peter has proclaimed this.
基督说主耶稣就是什么？是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Lord Jesus is Christ, and He's the Son of Living God.
我们常常讲基督，基督。
Oftentimes we mention Christ.
但是我们真的明白基督的意义吗
？But do we really understand the meaning of Christ?
基督的意思就是受膏的意思。
The meaning of Christ is the Anointed One.
所以主耶稣就是那个受膏者。
So our Lord is the Anointed One.
那这是讲到主耶稣的职分，讲到他的工作部分。
This talks about the ministry of our Lord, His work.
那另外一面呢，他是永生神的儿子。
On the other hand, He's also the Son of the Living God.
所以这讲到他的身位、身份。
It talks about His position, His status.
而且讲到他的生命是永生的生命。
And it talks about His life is the eternal life.
那教会呢，是建造在这样的磐石上。
And church is built upon such rock.
所以蒙恩得救人都成为神的儿女。
So all those saved by grace become God's children.
都有神儿子的生命。
All have the life of God.
所以也有永生。
So there's eternal life.
我们需要彼此提醒一下。
We have to remind one another.
因为许多的所谓的基督徒，他们认为信耶稣得永生是将来的事情。
Because there are many Christians thought that to believe unto Christ and to have eternal life is something in the future.
所以我们今天好像没有永生。
So it seems as if we don't have eternal life now.
但是照着主的话，照着主的心意和主的作为。
But according to the words of the Lord and according to His will and the way He does it.
信耶稣得永生是你信的那天开始。
To believe unto Jesus and have eternal life begins on the day that you believe.
而我们是根据这个永生来认识基督，来经历基督，来见证基督。
And we experience to testify and understand Christ based on this eternal life.
所以信耶稣得永生，你信了之后，你得到这个生命，你应该就是开始根据这个生命而生活。
So to believe unto Christ and have eternal life, you receive this life, you should start to live out according to this life.
所以主耶稣是怎样，他的教会应该是跟他一样。
So how our Lord Jesus is, His church should be the same as Him.
所以如果教会跟主耶稣基督是完全不一样。
So if church is completely different from Lord Jesus Christ,
那教会是没有活在基督里面。
That means church is not living in Christ.
所以你看这一个启示录第二章第三章，主耶稣怎么看教会呢？
So when you read chapter 2 and 3 of book of Revelation, how do our Lord Jesus look at his church?
主是用他复活升天的生命的特质来看。
Our Lord looks upon the church based on his resurrected life and his special characteristics.
那就是在启示录第一章十七、十八节。
That is in the first chapter of Revelation, verse 17 and 18.
所以主在启示录第二章、第三章里面，在每一个教会的起，在讲到每一个教会起头的时候，都把他生命的特质把它提出来。
So in chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation, whenever he starts mentioning about the church, he mentioned about the special characteristics of his life.
所以我们很感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
他是基督，他是永生神的儿子。
He is Christ, the Son of living God.
你信了耶稣，生命就已经给你。
As soon as you believe unto Jesus, the life has been given to you.
今天在教会里面生活。
Today we live amongst church life.
或者基督徒在工作中，在家庭里面生活。
Or Christians live among work or family.
是根据你已经得到的永生。
It's based on this eternal life you have already received.
所以我们如果不是根据主给的新生命来生活。
So if we do not live according to the new life Lord has given us.
你就发现我们非常的矛盾。
Then you feel we live in this contradicted life.
不断很矛盾，而且我们很混淆。
Not only feeling contradicted, but also being confused.
你不知道你在上班的时候，人家如果是偷机取巧，你是不是也应该偷机取巧？
You don't know if you face when other people are not being honest, whether you should do the same at work.
人家说谎，你也是不是跟着一起说谎？
When other people lie, should you also lie?
人家暗中做一些不能见光的东西，我们是不是也跟着这样做？
When others are doing something that's not being honest or hidden, then should we do the same?
那就看你活在什么生命底下。
So it depends on what kind of life you are living under.
生命已经给我们。
Life already has already been given to us.
信耶稣得永生，你信的那天生命就给你。
To believe unto Jesus and receive eternal life, this life has been given to you the first day you believe.
生命是远超过道理的。
Life is far surpassing doctrine.
所以我们很难用一些道理把它生命把它框住。
So it's very hard to set a boundary for life using doctrine.
他是永生神的儿子。
He is the Son of the living God.
教会是见证他的生命。
Church is to testify his life.
这个生命在信的人身上，个人跟团体成为实际。
And this life is a reality for those who believe, whether individual or cooperating.
他又是基督。
He is Christ.
基督是受膏者。
And Christ is the anointed one.
也就是圣灵在他身上是不间断的在那里，一直他跟宝座的父神呢是不间断的在那里交通，在那里互动，在那里受宝座的带领。
That means the Holy Spirit upon him is without ceasingly having fellowship and guiding him with the Father.
那我们信主人称为基督徒。
And as who believe the Lord are called Christians.
他是基督，我们是基督人，小基督。
He is the Christ, and we are the Christians, little Christ.
他受圣灵在他高抹，在他身上高抹，我们也同样受圣灵高抹。
He is being anointed by the Holy Spirit, so are we.
我们必须承认。
We have to confess.
我们很多方面不能明白神的心意，是因为神要向我们显明的时候，我们拒绝掉了。
Many times we cannot understand Lord's will is because when God would like to reveal to us, but we reject this.
许多时候那个生命的见证从我们身上不能出来，是圣灵在那里高抹我们带领我们的时候，我们把它放了一边去了。
Oftentimes that we cannot reveal the testimony of life is when the Holy Spirit trying to anoint us, but we just leave it aside.
为什么许多的时候有的基督徒会影响到一些人，让他一生信主都非常困难。
Why is it that sometimes Christians will have a great impact to certain people that make them hard to believe unto the Lord?
如果那个说他是基督徒的，他不是基督徒，他如果说他是基督徒，那也就算了。
If the one who say that he's a Christian actually he's not a real Christian,Then, that's okay.
但他如果是真正的基督徒，他应该是受圣灵高抹的。
If he is a true Christian, then he shall be anointed by the Holy Spirit.
怎么可能一个受圣灵高抹的会绊倒人，绊倒到一生都不愿意信主？
How can a Christian who's being anointed by the Holy Spirit to cause others stumble to the point that the other person cannot believe the Lord for the rest of his life?
而且被绊倒的人是很。从天然来讲是很公义良善的，是很公义又良善。就是被绊倒的人。
Okay, but the one who is being stumbled, being offended, naturally he seems to be good and righteous.
我们是不是该承认有很多没有信主人，他表现真的很好
？Don't we have to confess that there are many non-believers? They seem to be good.
许多时候我们。没有顺服圣灵，我们的表现可能会叫人绊倒。
Oftentimes, if we do not follow the Holy Spirit, what we do might stumble, might offend others.
这个不只是在福音朋友当中，同样弟兄姊妹当中。
It's not only among the gospel friends, but also among brothers and sisters.
所以圣灵的高抹是非常重要的。
So it's so important for the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵高抹的啊，你看像主耶稣来讲。圣灵在他身上运行做工。
Being anointed by the Holy Spirit, such our Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit is working among him.
即使反对他的人，不接受他的人，都承认神与他同在。
Even those against him, rejecting him, have to confess that God was with him.
所以他不是绊倒人不信主的。
So he did not offend those who did not believe.
是人拒绝神，所以拒绝他。
It's that people were rejecting God, therefore they reject our Lord.
但是人虽然拒绝他，人承认他身上有神的同在。
Even though people were against him, but they had to confess that he has the presence of God.
许多被绊倒的情况就是看不见神。
Many being offended is because they could not see God.
所以我们是基督徒。
So we are Christians.
我们需要问一问自己。
We have to ask ourselves.
圣灵在我身上，在高抹，在运行，在那里引导的时候，我听见了吗？我知道吗？
Have we heard? Have we know when the Holy Spirit is anointing, working, and guiding us?
我真的顺服了圣灵的引导吗？
Have I truly been obeying the leading of the Holy Spirit?
我们自己知道。
Truly, we know about it ourselves.
除非 我们虽然称为基督徒，但我身上又没有圣灵。
Unless we call ourselves Christians, but we don't have the Holy Spirit.
那这个称为基督徒是没有用的。
Then calling ourselves Christians, that's useless.
因为圣灵住在我们里面，叫我们为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
For the Holy Spirit indwells in us, so we can convict ourselves for sin, for righteousness, and for judgment.
圣灵又带我们进入一切的真理。
And the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth.
圣灵又把将来的事，把我们一下子不能明白的事，逐渐的启示我们。
And the Holy Spirit gradually reveals to us the things of the future which we cannot understand immediately.
所以你看到，如果基督徒身上有这些圣灵的工作，你不得不敬拜主。
So if we do see all those work of the Holy Spirit among Christians, you cannot but have to worship Lord.
所以你也发现主的同在是何等的丰富。
So you will realize how abundant is the presence of the Lord.
所以教会是建造在基督和永生神的儿子这个事实上。
So church is built upon the fact of Christ and also Son of Living God.
阴间的门不能胜过。
The gates of Hades cannot prevail against it.
也就是说，蒙恩得救的人应该胜过死亡的。
That means those who are saved by grace should overcome death.
而不是被死亡给控制的。
And not being controlled by death.
不在死亡的权势下，那是胜过的。
No longer under the dominion of death, but overcome.
而且在地上像主耶稣一样，凡地上所捆绑的，天上也捆绑。
And also on the earth, just like our Lord Jesus, what is being bound on earth should be bound in heaven.
地上所释放的，天上也释放。
And what's being loosed on earth should be loosed in heaven.
所以教会的性质是完全同于基督的性质。
So the characteristics of church is the same as the characteristics of Christ.
所以到教会看什么？
So what do we see in church?
不是看活动，不是看活动。
Not to see activities.
看这些信耶稣人里面的基督是怎样的一位基督。
To see what kind of Christ is the Christ that is indwelling in the believers.
可能没有很那些叫人兴奋的活动。
Might not have those exciting activities.
但是却是有震撼人心，叫人从里面到外面被颠覆的那个基督的同在。
But there's the great presence of Christ which can impact and shaking one's heart.
你要知道，如果是真的出于主的。
You have to know if something is really coming from the Lord.
即使很小的声音，很小的活动，都对人产生强烈的震撼。
Even such small voice or little work can have a great impact on someone.
我们要问问自己。
We have to ask ourselves.
我们一生当中被主震撼了几次。
How many times we have been shaken by the Lord in our life?
你自己知道。
You will know it yourself.
不管你现在信主多少年。
No matter how many years you have believed the Lord.
你被主震撼了几次。
How many times you have been shaken by the Lord?
不是被别人啊，是被主啊。
Not being shaken by others, but by the Lord.
如果你从来没有被主震撼过。
If you have never been shaken by the Lord.
你需要在主面前仰望主的怜悯。
You truly need to seek Lord's mercy before Him.
你到底被震撼过几次？
How many times have you been shaken by the Lord?
还是你从来都没有被震撼过？
Or you have never been shaken?
你来到教会只是想找朋友？
You just come to the gathering to find friends.
你来到教会只是想找一些属地的安慰？
You come to the meeting just to find some comfort, earthly comfort.
你只是想来找个属地的好处？
You just trying to find some earthly prophets from the church.
那很可惜。
That's very unfortunate.
我认识一个人。
I know someone.
在教会出入几十年。
And he has been coming to the meetings for more than 10 years.
他的儿子、女儿、媳妇、女婿全部信主。
His son, daughter, or son-in-laws have all believed the Lord.
他已经年龄很大，快要走完这一生了。
And he's a very elderly and almost gone through his life.
他还没有信主。
He has not yet believed the Lord.
我就很好奇为什么他会这样。
So I'm very curious, why is that?
他来教会是要做生意的。
He comes to the church in order to do business.
因为他说，我四十多岁才移民到美国，我去哪里找机会啊？
Because he said that I've been immigrated to the United States after I became 40 years old. Therefore, where's my opportunity?
教会里面最多机会。
Church, of course, has the most opportunity.
所以他是利用教会作为他做生意的一管道。
So he's using church to, for his channel of doing business.
他生意也做起来了。
He does build up his business.
他赚了地上的钱。
And he has earned much money on earth.
他却没有得到永生。
He did not receive eternal life.
多可惜啊。
That's so unfortunate.
对不对？当然，恐怕在那个聚会当中，那个震撼他的东西没有被他看见。
It might also be that what's shaking him, he did not see.
希望主使用每一个弟兄姊妹。
Do pray the Lord uses each brother and sister.
可以把主耶稣的震撼，从宝座来的震撼带下来。
Can bring down the shaking that's from the throne from our Lord Jesus to the earth.
所以你不认识基督，你就没有办法知道教会是怎么回事。
So if you do not know Christ, you cannot understand what church is about.
哦，我不是说你喊基督的名就是认识基督。
I'm not saying that if you call upon the name for Christ, then that means you understand Christ.
就好像主说，你们说主啊主啊主啊，但是什么？主说我却不认识你。
Just like our Lord said, you call me Lord, Lord, but I really don't know you.
啊，这是一个很值得思考的东西。
That's something we have to think about.
啊，这一次我去 Virginia 特会。
This time I went to a conference in Virginia.
Dana 弟兄讲一句话，给我印象很深刻。
Brother Dana shared something which has a great impact on me.
他的意思大概是这样。
He means this way.
他说，你如果不能够准确的认识和经历在教会里面主的同在。
If you cannot accurately understand and experience the Lord's presence in church,
你没有办法正确的认识教会是怎么回事。
You cannot accurately understand what church is.
所以在聚会中，什么是最重要？
So what is the most important amongst gatherings?
主在不在那里？
Whether the Lord is there.
不是这个问题，那个问题。
It's not that issue or that problem.
不是这个事，那个事。
It's not about that thing to take care of or that.
如果主在那里根本没有同在。
If there's no Lord's presence at all.
那个聚会是没有价值的。
There's no meaning to that gathering at all.
我们也都不要参加。
And we also do not need to go.
但是如果主充满了那个同在。
But if the Lord's presence fills that meeting,
我们求主给我怜悯。
May the Lord give me mercy.
能够参加充满主同在的这样的聚集。
Can go to the gathering that's full of the Lord's presence.
许多的事在我们看得见看不见的范围在发生。
We can lay down all the things invisible or visible amongst us.
但是要问一个问题。
But we have to ask a question.
主在当中吗？
Is the Lord among us?
如果主不在当中，那我们就用地上的办法来解决。
If the Lord is not here, then we try to resolve using the earthly ways.
但是主如果在当中，
But if the Lord is among us,
你看事情变得很糟很糟。
Even if the things become so worse,
你看危机很大很大。
You see there's a great critical issue.
我问一个问题，主在不在那里？
But I ask a question, is the Lord there?
主在那里，主如果是在那里。
If the Lord is there.
主安息，我们就安息。
The Lord has rest, so we are rest. We
主有平安，我们就有平安。
The Lord has peace, so we have peace.
主有动作，我们就跟着主动。
If the Lord starts to work, then we work following the Lord.
所以，到底主在不在当中？
So whether the Lord is amongst us.
所以如果我们不能够准确的知道，这个是在这讲的是不是观念上的知道，是经历上，是实际上的知道。
This is not talking about how we know it objectively, but it's from our experience that we truly know.
那个主的同在，帮助我们能够准确的认识主，认识他的教会。
The Lord's presence can help us accurately to understand our Lord and His church.
You 准确地认识主，也靠着主的怜悯， 开始明白到底主的教会是怎么回事。
And if we accurately understand our Lord, and by His mercy, we start to understand what His church is.
你才有可能过一个丰富有意义，而且是非常受鼓励的这个教会生活。
Then you can start to live out a very rich and meaningful and very edifying church life.
教会不是像世界上的公司叫你来做事的。
Church is not just like an earthly company that asks you to work.
不是这些，就是像世界上用许多活动来填满的。
Church is not being filled by all the worldly activities.
在每一件事情当中需要主显现他自己。
In each little thing in the church, we need the Lord to manifest Himself.
在每一个聚集的机会，每一个弟兄姊妹交通的机会，需要遇见主。
In each gathering and fellowship opportunity, we need to meet the Lord.
如果没有遇见主，
If we do not meet the Lord,
我们其实白花时间。
We are wasting our time.
这需要主怜悯。
We need the Lord to be merciful to us.
所以马太16到18章是非常重要的。
So Matthew 16 to 18 are very important.
如果你把它跟马太25章那个才干比放在一起，
If you put together with chapter 25 of Matthew about the civil abilities together,
你就会发现主在马太25章讲的话不是一个空话。
Then you find what Lord spoken in Matthew 25 are not just vain words.
是非常实在的。
It's very concrete.
我们再思想一下马太16到18章。
So let us think again, Matthew 16 through 18.
刚讲的基督教会。
We just mentioned Christ and church.
然后主就开始讲十字架。
Then the Lord started talking about the cross.
基督必须要钉十字架。
Christ has to be crucified on the cross.
蒙恩得救的人，照着主的话告诉我们，是与他同钉十字架。
Those who are saved by grace, according to Lord's words, is that we crucify together with Him.
好，关于这一方面呢，我有几处的圣经给大家参考一下。
I will mention a few places of Bible for your reference.
我想我就是让大家知道圣经真的是这样提到。
I just would like to let you know that Bible truly has mentioned it.
那基督并他钉十字架，我们也要与他同钉十字架。到底这些事情，就到底这些呢，是有什么重要性
？What is the importance about Christ being crucified, and we shall also crucify together?
一般我们提到主耶稣钉十字架，就是叫我罪的赦免。
Oftentimes, when we mention about Lord Jesus being crucified, is that our sins can be forgiven.
但是罪的赦免只是起步而已。
But sins being forgiven are just the beginning.
真正主的话。不是只停在罪的赦免。
Lord's words do not just stop at the sins being forgiven.
所以我们先看一下以赛亚书53章。
So let's look at Isaiah chapter 53.
我们可以从第二节读到十二节，给大家一个印象。
From verse 2 to 12, just to give you an impression.
以赛亚书53章第二节，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
Isaiah 53. He is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
他被欺压， 在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opens not his mouth.
因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同室的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？
He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken.
他虽未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth.
耶和华却定义将他压赏，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分掳物，因为他将命倾倒以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，对不起，又为罪犯代求。
Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
好，这段圣经非常的丰富，但主要当然是对于关于罪的处理。
These verses are very rich, but it has to do with how to deal with sin.
但它同时也带着生命的得着、得胜，很丰富。
But also it has the receiving of life, overcoming and all its riches.
所以这里给我们看到这个十字架是要把我们十字架那个死和复活，死是消极面，复活是积极面。
So we see the death of the cross is the negative side and resurrection is the proactive side.
所以然后我们再看一下罗马书第六章。
And Book of Romans chapter 6。
这段是来帮助我们明白受尽的意义的一段圣经。
And this is the scripture that help us to understand about meaning of baptism.
第三节我们看到十一节。
From verse 3 to 11。
岂不知我们这受尽或受洗就是受尽归入基督耶稣的人是受尽归入他的死吗？
Know you not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death?
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we shall not serve sin.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
For he that is dead is free from sin.
我们若是与基督同死，就信 必与他同活。
Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。
Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead, died no more, death has no more dominion over him.
他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。
For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he lives unto God.
这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
这些话都叫我们看得不止罪得赦免，而且要把我们带到生命跟丰富里面去。
So all these words, we do not just see our sins being forgiven, but it's going to bring us into the riches of life.
我们再看是基督并他钉十字架的另外的意义。
Let's look at another side about Christ and him crucified.
我们再看约翰福音十二章。
Gospel book of John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章三十一、三十二节。
John 12, verse 31-32.
现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。
Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人归向来归我。
And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me.
我们再看罗马书第十五章。
Book of Romans, chapter 15.
罗马书十五章，我们先看第二十节。
Let's Romans 15, verse 20.
不是二十节。哦，十六章，对不起。
Chapter 16。
十六章，是平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们的脚下。我愿我主耶稣基督的恩常和你们同在。
Chapter 16, verse 20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
第二十五到二十七节，同于十六章啊，十六章。
Chapter 16, verse 25 through 27.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘，坚固你们的心。
Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began.
这奥秘如今显明出来，而且借着永生神的命，借众先知书的书指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。
But now it's made manifest that by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith.
愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。阿门。
To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
刚才这两段圣经，你发现第一段是主要把世界的王赶出去。
For those two places of scripture, in the first one is that our Lord will cast out the prince of the world.
圣经其他地方讲说，神的儿子显现是要什么？除去魔鬼的作为。
Some other place in the scripture says the Son of God is being manifested to cast out the work of Satan.
神的儿子显现不只要赦免我们的罪。
For appearing of the Son of God is not just to redeem our sins.
而要除去魔鬼的作为。
But to cast out the work of Satan.
人如果落在魔鬼的欺骗控制底下。
If one is being under the dominion and the deceiving of the Satan,
人就成为仇敌用来抵挡神的工具。
Then man become the tool of the channel of enemy to be against God.
所以神的儿子显现要除去魔鬼的作为。
So the Son of God appears to cast out the work of Satan.
主耶稣被钉十字架是把这世界的王就是魔鬼赶出去。
Our Lord Jesus crucified on the cross is to cast out the prince of the world, that's Satan.
教会照着神旨意生活成长被建立。
Church to live, to grow, and to edify according to God's will.
到了有一天，神将撒旦践踏在教会的脚下。
Until one day that God would trodden the Satan upon his feet.
我们再看另外一处圣经。
So let's look at another place scripture.
启示录十二章。
Book of Revelation 12.
我们先看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖辖管万国的。他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
那我们再看同一章的啊，启示录十二章第九节。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 9.
到十一节。
To 11.
大龙就是那不赦，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
And a great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world, and he was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经摔下去了。
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our Lord day and night.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death.
所以这里可以提醒我们说，教会的生活有一个部分是什么？胜过撒旦的生活。
So here reminds us that one aspect of church life is the life to overcome Satan.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证神的话那个话。
For the brothers overcome him is by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, the words.
而且他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And they love not their own lives even unto death.
就是因为他们胜过了死。
That is because they have overcome death.
就算肉身要发生死，他们还是胜过死。
Even there is fleshly death, but they still overcome death.
如果不是这样，就不能胜过撒旦。
If not because of this, they cannot overcome Satan.
神在等这一批人。
God is waiting for this group of people.
这一批人今天有可能在我们当中。
For this group of people might be happening amongst one of us.
也可能不在我们当中。
Or maybe not amongst us.
但是不管在不在我们当中，主耶稣的再来在等这一批人。
But whether or not or this group of people are amongst us, but our Lord's return is waiting for this group.
这一批人出现，直接到宝座。
When they appear, then they immediately being caught up to the throne.
但是他不是这批人光到宝座。
But not just this group going to a throne.
在他去宝座的过程中，穿过了撒旦的总部。
In the process of them going to the throne, they have surpassing the
government,
the headquarter of Satan.
所以不管撒旦用什么方法都拦不住他们。
So regardless of whatever Satan does, he cannot hinder them.
他们直升宝座，把主耶稣从宝座迎接下来。
They go directly to the throne and welcome our Lord's return from the throne.
能在这一批人里面是有福的。
So to be amongst this group of people are blessed.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要知道，如果你要参与，如果你愿意担负神的见证。
And if you would like to bear up the testimony of God,
你要知道说，你一定要过一个得胜的生活。
You have to live out this overcoming life.
所以就我们自己来讲话要胜过我自己。
So to ourselves, we have to overcome ourselves.
啊，胜过自己不是我的己越来越大。
To overcome ourselves is not myself becomes bigger and bigger.
胜过我自己是我在神面前什么都不是，我愿意听神的。
To overcome myself is that I'm nothing before God. I'm willing to listen to God.
当然要胜过罪。
And of course, to overcome sin.
撒旦就是用罪来引诱我们，来控制我们。
Satan is deceiving us to try to control us using sin.
撒旦也用我们这个己来叫我们来跟他一样。
And also, Satan uses ourself to be the same as Satan.
能成为他的工具。
And become his tools.
世界。
The world.
世界种种美妙的事情成为撒旦利用的东西。
And there are so many attractions from the world being used by Satan.
但是你要胜过世界。
But you have to overcome the world.
我们又活在这个世界这样的环境这样的系统当中。
We live in such circumstances and the system of the world.
但是你有一个得胜的生命。
But we have the overcoming life.
而且有羔羊的血。
I have the blood of the Lamb.
天天支取羔羊的血。
Each day we draw from the blood of the Lamb.
还有主宝贵的话。
And we also have the precious words of the Lord.
但不是说你每天读圣经就够了。
But it's not enough if you just read the Bible every day.
如果每天读圣经，但没有一句话进到我们心里，那就没有一句话成为见证。
If you read the Bible every day, but none of the words enter into our hearts, then none of the words become testimony.
你一定在读圣经当中，神把他的话刻在你的心上。
It has to be when you read the Bible, God engraves His words onto your heart.
圣灵要求你照着这个话来进入那个属灵的世界。
The Holy Spirit would like you to enter into a reality of enter into a spiritual reality according to those words.
请听清楚，是圣灵要求你，是主要求你，不是人要求你。
It's the requirement from the Holy Spirit, it's from the Lord, it's not from man.
任何出于人的，但是圣灵在你身上还没有工作的，你千万不要被那个东西给捆绑住。
If there's anything from man, but you have not received the leading of the Holy Spirit, then do not be bounded by them.
譬如说，就拿我们讲听道来讲。
So for example, as we listening to the message,
任何最准确的道。
Even the most accurate word, the message,
它是给我们一个寻求，给我们进入的一个机会跟方向。
That is a direction provided to us to enter in.
但还需要神做另外一个工作。
But still need the Lord to do further work.
把这个准确的东西点活起来。
To enlighten, to make a living of such accurate words.
如果真的是出于神的，那你就是从神那里接受下来的。
If that's truly from God, then you receive from God.
所以没有一个人，没有一个人有资格做我们的主。
So there's no one have the qualification to be our Lord.
每一个人都可以帮助我们。
Everyone can help us.
但没有一个人可以有资格做我们的主。
But none is qualified to be our Lord.
任何一个有主同在的人，他都可以帮助我们。
Anyone who has the presence of the Lord can help us.
但是其实从另外一个角度讲。
But from the other angle,
如果我们有主的同在，
if we do have Lord's presence,
任何一个有主同在的或者没有主同在的人都可以帮助我们。
Anyone who, whether or not he's with Lord's presence, can help us.
这是我早期教会生活所学到的功课。
That's some lesson I have learned in my earlier days of church life.
因为在教会中，你可能看到很多的不满意的东西。
Because you do see many not satisfying things among church.
让你非常不舒服。
You might not feel comfortable.
让你心里非常的忧心。
You might feel such sorrow.
让你觉得主耶稣啊，你的见证已垮掉了。
And you might feel that, Lord, your testimony has been crushed.
但是这仍然是我们的益处。
But that's still profitable to us.
为什么是我们的益处呢？
Why is that profitable to us?
主把这些事放在我们的周围。
Lord put those things amongst us.
就告诉我们说，如果有一天你可以有机会参与到这个程度的服事。
That is to tell us, if one day you have the opportunity to do such service,
你要让人像你这样的感觉他吗？
Do you want other people to feel this way?
你也让人这么样的忧心吗？
Do you also want other people to feel sad?
你也让人这样的不能遇见主吗？
Do you also want others to not easily meet the Lord like this?
你也让人觉得神好像离开了我们吗？
Do you also want others to feel that Lord's presence is no longer with us?
所以如果你有主的同在，你有主的同在，任何正面负面的都能够得益处。
Therefore, if you do have the presence of the Lord, whether things negative or positive can help you to meet the Lord.
但请你知道，后面有一个搅动的因素。
But please know that there's something stirring behind the scenes.
是可能是我肉眼看不见的。
That's invisible to our fleshly eyes.
这就是撒旦。
That's Satan.
魔鬼。
The devil.
很稀奇哈，这一次这个我们在Virginia特会。
It's amazing that during the Virginia conference,
江弟兄三次交通里面
for the three times of Brother Stephen Kong's sharing,
有两次把主要的重点都放在这个上面。
Two times he has put main focus upon this.
第一次呢，他就告诉我们，他就从圣经告诉我们说，撒旦是怎样堕落的，神怎样创造，撒旦怎样堕落的，然后怎样来控制人，怎样来搅扰人。
First time he uses Bible to tell us how God created man and how Satan become fallen and how he tried to control people and to disturb people.
所以你要请弟兄姊妹记得。
So brothers and sisters, please remember.
我们活在时间、空间、环境当中。
We live in this time, space, and circumstances.
但是你要知道，你这个是这个环境当中、空间当中还有一个肉眼看不见的东西。
But you have to know in this.Space and time, there is something invisible.
除了神肉眼看不见，撒旦你也不见得看得清楚。
Besides, you cannot see God with your fleshly eyes. You cannot see Satan.
但你千万不要自我麻痹，说他不存在。
But do not numb yourself to say that Satan does not exist.
但是你不用怕他。
But you don't have to be afraid of him.
你要站在基督得胜的实际，十字架，耶稣基督并他定十字架的实际，你也就胜过他。
You have to stand on the reality of our Lord who has already overcome the reality of Christ and Him crucified, and you overcome Satan.
因为主耶稣在十字架上已把世界的王赶出去。
Because our Lord on the cross has already cast out the prince of this world.
如果我不背十字架，我不活在十字架的那个实际里，背与主同定十字架的实际里面，我就真的常常要紧张害怕。
If I do not bear up the cross, I do not live in the reality of being crucified together with our Lord Jesus, then I should be worried and in fear.
但是你如果真的是与主同钉十字架，你就发现撒旦怕你，不是你怕他。
But if truly you are being crucified together with our Lord Jesus, then you should feel, you will realize that Satan is afraid of you, not you are afraid of him.
主耶稣已经得胜。
Our Lord Jesus has already overcome.
基督已经得胜。
Christ has overcome.
所以江弟兄在第三堂里面特别花了很大的篇幅讲。
So Brother Kong has spent a lot of time in his third message to mention.
要打那美好的仗。
To fight a good fight.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们的眼睛是被打开的。
To pray that our eyes are being open.
基督徒之间都不是敌人。
Among Christians, we are not enemies with one another.
没有一个弟兄姊妹是我们的敌人。
None of Brother, sister is our enemy.
不要把敌人把对象搞错了。
We do not put this object of enemy to focus on the wrong one.
弟兄姊妹可以领会不同，意见不同，性格不同，生活的方式不同。
It might be that brothers, sisters might have different understanding, different lifestyle, or different opinions.
但只要他是被主耶稣宝血所买赎回来，主耶稣为他付了代价。
But as long as he's been purchased.By the precious blood of the Lord, our Lord has paid the price for him.
他不是我们的敌人。
He is not our enemy.
你要知道敌人是谁。
You have to know who is enemy.
撒旦才是敌人。
Satan is the enemy.
如果弟兄姊妹落在很糟糕的情况，恐怕他被撒旦掳去了。
If brother or sister being fallen into such a worse condition, it might be that he's taken by Satan.
需要打那美好的仗。
Have to fight a good fight.
保罗说，叫我们等，神要把撒旦践踏在我们的脚下。
Paul says that let us wait. God will throw down Satan upon his feet.
所以这是主耶稣钉十字架的真正的意义。
So that's the true meaning of the Lord Jesus crucified on the cross.
他已经解决了撒旦的权势。
He has already dissolved the dominion of Satan.
不只是罪的权势。
Not just the dominion of things.
而是控制管理这个世界的权势。
But the dominion that's in control of this world.
第三个方面。
And the third aspect.
我们看约翰福音十一章。
Let's look at John 11.
49-52节
Verse 49-52.
49-52节，那中有一个人名叫该亚法，本年做大祭司，对他们说：“你们不知道什么。”
And one of them named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, say unto them, "You know nothing at all."
都不想一个人替百姓死，免得通过灭亡，就是你们的益处。
Nor consider that it is expected for us that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation perish not.
他这话不是出于自己，是因他本年做大祭司，所以预言耶稣将要替这一国死。
And this speak he not for himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation.
也不但替这一国死，并要将神世上的子民都聚集归一。
And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad.
所以主借着十字，他被钉十字架，也借着我们与他同钉十字架，他要做收据的工作。
So our Lord saw himself crucified, and also through us crucified together with him. He will do the work of gathering.
他先把神的百姓收据起来，在他面前。
First, he gathered all God's children together before him.
所以这是叫我们看见神，要看我们看见神宇宙的教会和神地方的教会的荣耀的面。
So we have to see this glorious fact about the universal church and the local assemblies of God's church.
所以今天主把我们拯救回来，是要一起归聚在他的面前。
So today our Lord purchased us back is to gather together before him.
所以你看到这些话，你如果读到以弗所书第二章，你就慢慢清楚了。
So when you read those and you read the second chapter of Ephesians, then you understand.
因为以弗所书第二章就说我们是原来死在罪恶过犯的，是在邪灵控制底下的。
For chapter 2 of Ephesians tell us that we were dead in sins and transgressions and under the dominion of the Satan.
但是被拯救回来。
But being brought back.
拯救回来，然后呢，与他同死、同埋葬、同复活，然后同复活又同坐在天上。
And being saved, and also we are being died, resurrected, and also sit together with him in heavenless.
而且不只是个人这样，是团体的。
And not just individual like this, but corporate as well.
这里讲的团体的，不是指小团体、小团体来讲的。
It's not just a small groups talking about corporate.
这讲的是教会。整个是一体的。
It talks about church as one.
所以我们如果被带到神的教会里面，我们不能重看这个，轻看那一个。
For if we are being brought into a church of God, we cannot despise this and look light on the others.
可能某一些弟兄姊妹和另外一些弟兄姊妹接触的机会不这么多。
It might be some brothers might not often contact with other brothers.
但是要打开这个接触的机会。
But we have to open up this kind of opportunity to be with each other.
所以教会聚集的目的就是什么？要在神的子、神世上的子民在他面前能够被召聚归一。
So the purpose of gathering in church is for the children of God to be gathered together in one in Him.
所以以弗所讲说，我们是一个新人。
So Book of Ephesians tells us we are one new man.
是一个新人。
Is one new man,
又是一个身体
and one body,
又是一个国度
one kingdom,
又是一个家
and one family,
又是一个殿
and also one temple.
但你就看还好，好像很复杂
It seems complicated.
但重要是什么？我们都是一个
But what's important is that we are all one.
那这里面不是一个而不互动的
It's not just one and we don't interact with one another.
如果我这个手跟这手不互动
If my right hand does not interact with my left.
那发生什么事？
What will happen?
瘫痪。
It's paralyzed.
瘫痪 stroke 就是这样。
Stroke is like this, paralyzed.
中风呢，就是 我还有手在那里，我有脚在那里，但是什么不能配合。
Stroke is that I do have my hands and feet, but they cannot cooperate with one another.
啊，这是十字架意义的第三个方面。
And that's the third aspect of the meaning of cross.
神要是天上地上一切所有都在基督里面同归于一。
God would like to gather all things in heaven and earth to be in one in Christ Jesus.
所以我们在一起是同作后嗣的。
So here together we are co-heirs with one another.
而且同为一个身体的。
And being one body.
而且什么？同蒙应许。
And also, we receive the promise together.
所以教会聚集的目的就是要把这一个事实显明出来。
So the gathering of a church is to reveal this reality.
成为实实在在的经历。
To make it become a real experience.
刚讲这三个方面。
The three aspects we mentioned.
你可以在马太福音16-18都发现。
You can find all these in Matthew chapter 16 through 18.
因为时间不够了。我就停在这。
Because of time is short, so I will stop here.
如果主还给我们机会，我们再思考下。
We will continue to meditate if the Lord gives us more opportunity.
有人祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we offer back those words onto your hands.
交回到你宝血底下。
To commit them under your precious blood.
交回到你圣灵的工作当中。
And also commit them under the work of Holy Spirit.
求你。给我们回头的亮光。
Do pray that you give us light as we look back those words.
帮助我们明白需要明白的。
Help us to understand what needs to be understood.
隐秘的事是属于你的。
Secret things belong to you.
明显的事是属于我们的。
Things that are revealed belong to us.
主啊，在明显的事里面，我们应当怎样进入你的心意？求你带领。
Do pray you guide us to show us how can we enter into your will among those revealed things.
愿你在我们有限的年日当中成就你荣耀的旨意。
May you accomplish your glorious will in our limited days.
你若喜悦，我们可以欢欢喜喜的能够被提与你面见面。
If it pleases you, then we shall be joyfully be raptured and meet you face to face.
我们把这一切再交在你交回到你的手中。
We commit all these back onto your hands.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.